You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The amended version of the TPPA bill, the CPTPP, passed its third reading in Parliament earlier this week, with the Green Party being the only party which continues to oppose the bill. I spoke with Gauriz Gariman, the Green Party's Foreign Affairs and Trade spokesperson, asking why the Green Party continues to oppose the amended bill.
It's important to note as well that the majority, as it is now in Parliament, did oppose it until the end of last year, essentially, and had done for a really long time. So essentially, this is much more than a trade agreement, and that's at the heart of our opposition to it. It's much more about sort of entrenching the privileges of really big multinational corporations. The negotiation process itself was incredibly undemocratic and not transparent, so we weren't allowed to know what the text was. We weren't allowed to know what's in it until right before it was signed, which, in itself was
bizarre.
Undermining. Exactly. And then once we did know, it turned out that, we're signing on to something that essentially gives these big multinationals the right to sue our government in a system that sits above our law, that, Kiwi businesses wouldn't have access to internally, domestically. That's kind of at the core of our opposition, because we say that the government shouldn't be taking account of the profits of big multinational investors over sort of the public good when it makes law.
So on that point, you've spoken out about the effect of investor-state dispute resolution mechanisms, or ISDSs. Could you explain just for our listeners a little bit about what these mechanisms are and why they're problematic?
Yeah, so they're a dispute resolution mechanism, that's the name of them. But what they do is they sit outside of domestic law and jurisdiction and court, but they also give this incredible privilege to sue government, essentially parliament, democratically elected representatives, if they pass law or adopt policy that affects the profits of these foreign multinational investors, even though that policy or that law might be to protect the environment or to protect the sort of greater good in healthcare or education or whatever else it might be. We don't normally do that. Parliament is supreme. It's democratically elected. It should be taking account of everyone's interests. And if a business loses profits because they're not allowed to pollute anymore, for example, they don't get to go and sue our parliament. But this system does allow for that. And one example that sits sort of very chillingly with me is that Indonesia wasn't able to ban really dangerous, damaging types of mining in its forests because just merely of the threat that foreign mining companies made to sue it using ISDS clauses just like this in a trade agreement that it had with Australia.
So it could have a pretty massive environmental effect, I suppose.
Exactly, and it's the threat. Right. It's that threat that's actually sitting there. They may never use it, but just the fact that from now on, our parliaments and future parliaments in New Zealand even will have to think about the fact that they might have to pay out, billions of dollars in damages.
Right.
Whenever they consider a policy.
Yeah.
And that's, that's not quite what we voted for this election.
Sure, yeah. And so the original TPPA bill was massively controversial a few years ago, and the new bill has kind of had nowhere near the same amount of press coverage or controversy around it. Why do you think this is?
I think the deal itself was sort of resurrected and signed so close after the election, and I think people kind of, I guess maybe there was a greater trust. Because we had changed the government.
Sure.
The other thing is the text was still secret and we were being told that it's actually changed. Once it came out, it was there were changes, but they're not, the ISDS clauses are still there. Now, one of the changes is that some of the signing nations have also signed side agreements with New Zealand saying that they won't use ISDS or investors based in those countries won't use them. And one of those countries is Australia, which covers about 80% of our trade.
Right.
But that's quite misleading because, of course, multinational corporations don't need to use their Australian-based sewer.
Mm.
And Australia itself was sued by an Australian company that based itself, Philip Morris, in Singapore, had a base in Singapore and used that to sue Australia using an ISDS clause that, you know, that came out of a trade agreement that Australia and Singapore had.
Right, so, wow.
Yeah, jeez. I mean, they actually lost, but they delayed warning labels on cigarettes in Australia for a number of years.
Oh, yes, yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, so, so it can definitely happen, and it's definitely not the case that that these companies are based in a certain place and that, you know, you can kind of sign this away. You just have to get rid of ISDS altogether and trade agreements, as the EU has done. So,
sure. So just a final question. So the Green Party stated previously that the changes the bill made to the original TPPA don't go far enough. I guess you kind of covered that in the last response, but are there any other changes that the Green Party would have liked to have seen?
Well, at the core is the ISDS, but if you look closely enough at the agreement, the e-commerce chapter is quite frightening. I mean, it allows these foreign multinationals to keep information and data that they collect here offshore to bypass our privacy laws. And when you think about, you know, the data-driven economy that we have, the advantage that that gives them, and the danger of that to Kiwis, we've agreed not to regulate future unknown technologies.
Right.
Which is incredible to me, given, you know, we just have no idea what's going to happen with technology.
Right.
And we've agreed to something like that. So it's very much all about upholding the status quo of power in the global economic system and deregulating it to benefit those who are already right now big.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I mean, that's already been proven to be so damaging with the last global economic collapse.
Sure.
We know that was because we agreed to deregulate these really big companies. And we've just signed on to a very similar model.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.